with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge blocks the investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The Trump administration investigation involved testimony by Chair Jerome Powell about Federal Reserve building renovation.
He's billions of dollars over budget.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Judge James Boasberg ruled the government has produced essentially zero evidence to suspect Powell of a crime. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says the ruling is wrong and has no legal authority. The judge ruled this was a pretext to force Powell to cut interest rates. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A charge has been dropped against a teen charged in the death of a teacher during a prank.
A Georgia prosecutor has dropped a vehicular homicide charge against a teen who police say was driving a truck that struck and killed a beloved high school's teacher when a prank turned deadly. The sheriff's office says teacher Jason Hughes died after being taken to a hospital after a group of teens had gone to Hughes' home and began wrapping his tree with toilet paper. Family says Hughes had heard in advance about the prank and had hoped to surprise them, but as one of the teens drove away, Hughes tripped and fell into the road and was run over. Hughes' family says he knew the students and they urged officials to drop all charges.
The American military has ordered 2,500 Marines and an amphibious assault ship to the Middle East, according to a U.S. official, in a major addition of forces in the region after nearly 2 weeks of war with Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points, the NASDAQ dropped 206, the S&P declined 40 points. This is SRN News. Southerners are the most religious, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest data from the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who live in the southeastern portion of the country have a religious affiliation. That's the highest percentage of any region. However, the Pew study also reveals that while Southerners care about faith more than anybody else, they care about it less than they used to. By all metrics, people from the South are significantly less religious now than they were 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug use is spiraling out of control in Cuba, and the Christian community is fighting back. The Alcance Victoria Cuba Church provided therapy to approximately 50 addicted young people and their families last year. And today, more than a dozen officials attend sessions regularly. Pastor Abel Perez says, as a pastor, I'm not called to sit idly by. Drug use was an almost unknown phenomenon in Cuba. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines is making major changes at two airports.
Southwest will discontinue service to Chicago O'Hare Airport and Washington Dulles International Airport this year, discontinuing service to both airports on June 4th. An airline representative said that the decision was made as part of its ongoing efforts to refine its network. Southwest said it will continue to operate flights out of Midway International Airport in Chicago and Reagan National Airport outside Washington.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Four airports serving Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Richmond, Virginia halted all flights on Friday evening for over an hour because of a strong chemical smell that was impeding air traffic controllers, that according to the FAA. Flights were halted at Reagan National, Dulles, BWI, Marshall, and Richmond airports. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.